All right. Moving on to chapter 11 in the Winning Your Relationship Game book. The title of this chapter is Personal Resources, and you may think that we're moving into easier territory here, and it could be, I guess. But I think a lot of people struggle with this, so you can let me know how it goes for you. What is the one magic trick to handling everything? The answer may surprise you. Taking care of yourself is the key. If you're committed to change, you have to maintain your personal resources. Your personal resources are what you internally possess, which allows you to manage life, to make behavior changes, or cope with stressors. So visualize a container that you always carry around with you. It contains your personal resources. They're available to draw on as needed. Like sleep, though, you have to replenish them regularly. Remember, this, your life performance depends on these resources. At times when they're low, you won't handle things as well as you might when they're adequate. Your best performance is when your personal resources are at maximum capacity. To manage these resources well, you have to be aware of the level and how to replenish them, as well as what drains them. To illustrate, mom leaves work, picks up the kids, and goes home to get dinner on the table. In scenario number one, mom had a crappy day, there was an accident on the way home. When she walks in, she realizes she forgot to take something out to cook for dinner. She's tired, upset, running late, and trying to decide between takeout pizza and grilled cheese sandwiches. One of the children comes into the kitchen and says, "Mom, come see what I made at school." Mom responds in a frustrated tone, "Not now, I'm busy. Go get started on your homework." So, scenario number two. Mom had a great day at work. She got off early and she picks up the kids. Walking in the door at home, she smells the lovely scent of pot roast. She remembers putting it in the crock pot this morning. Now all she has to do is heat a veggie and dinner will be served. One of the children comes into the kitchen and says, "Mom, come and see what I made at school." Mom responds with a smile, "Sure, do you need some help with your homework too?" The difference in those two scenarios is the level of mom's personal resources. In scenario number one, she is depleted. She's scraping the bottom of her resource container, and it shows. She hasn't realized her capacity for managing herself is diminished. She has nothing left for those around her. In scenario number two, her container is overflowing. She has enough to pour herself out generously on those around her. Your first challenge is greater self-awareness. Take a moment to look back over your week. Identify a time when you reacted poorly in a situation. Were your personal resources low? Do you know what drained them? Now that you know, you can't unknow it. So being aware of your level of personal resources, you have to take charge of them. How do you keep them as high as possible? Learn to keep a balance between doing things for yourself and doing things for others. Simple as that. If you have a program of excellent self-care, you'll keep your resources high. Some people think that that's selfish, is it? Taking good care of your personal resources is the most unselfish thing you can do. When you are full, you can't help but spill over on everyone else. You've encountered these people. Someone with good levels of personal resources is happy and joyful, open and giving. Someone whose resources are depleted is resentful and bitter, doing things grudgingly. So what fills you up? Keeping your personal resources high requires awareness, replenishment, and eliminating drains to your resources. You need these resources to fuel making behavior changes and sticking to a plan. It's hard to resist impulsive or habitual behavior when your resources are low. In my work with addictions, there's an acronym to stress times of high risk for relapse potential. It's helpful to keep you on track when monitoring your personal resources too. The acronym is HALT: hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. I like to add rushing or distracted. Also, pain could be added on there. Any of these conditions deplete your personal resources. Additionally, any unresolved issues make a hole in your bucket. Childhood trauma or other huge stressors will continuously siphon your resources. Once you know what's draining it, take steps to eliminate the drains as quickly as possible. To be effective in maintaining behavior changes and dealing effectively with others, you must be responsible to maintain your own personal resources. Now let's twist this up a bit. Your partner has a container that holds their personal resources. Their container has to be replenished regularly. Their life performance depends on these resources. At times when they're low, your partner won't handle things as well as they might otherwise. Go back to the mom story. The child in the story behaved the same in both scenarios. The child was in no way responsible for mom's response. The only difference was the level of mom's personal resources. Mom's response had absolutely nothing to do with the child. Look back over your week. Was there a time when your partner acted poorly? If you were involved, did you take it personally? Is it possible that their personal resources were low? What was draining them? What fills your partner up? What drains your partner's container? What holes does your partner have in their container? If you began to have empathy for your partner, how much difference would that make in your interactions? Being attentive to your own personal resources will help support your good in the world. Being aware of low-resource, high-risk times can help you and your partner avoid taking reactions personally. Recognizing times of high risk can help raise your awareness and move you to action. So the recap, number one, increase your awareness of your personal resource level. Number two, work on continuous replenishment of your personal resources. Three, recognize what drains you and address those things as soon as you can. Number four, identify what fills you up and incorporate these things in your life. Number five, your partner's actions are related to their level of resources as well. So practice. Make a list of 50 things that you can do just for you. I know it won't be easy, but 50 makes it a stretch for you. See how many of these you can incorporate into your day. And I will add some further clarification on this exercise because I've assigned it many times. And the way that people get hung up on this exercise is they'll put in there doing things that are either better on a to-do list or they're things for other people. So walking the dog would not necessarily be something just for you unless that's an activity that you thoroughly enjoy. If you're walking the dog because the dog needs to be walked, then that's really doing something for somebody or something else, right? So these 50 things are just things that speak to you, that bring you pleasure, and they may not bring anybody else in the world pleasure, only you. So give that a whirl. I bet you won't find it as easy as you think it will be. If you run into a snag, always, you can email me at allison@allisonvelez.com. or visit the website at winningyourrelationshipgame.com.